Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. I hope you're doing well this week. This is our lightning round podcast where it's just going through questions we've received rapid fire and giving responses based on what you're actually thinking about. So if you have any questions, if you want to have a question that we answer either on the show or that we just get back to you personally with, you can do it from our website. You go to mylifeismore.com and you can ask anything about what's going on practically in your life. We'd love to dig into it. You can also set a time to sit down and actually talk about your situation with me. I do that in person at any of our offices in Atlanta, or we can certainly do it over the phone or over Skype with clients around the country. So we love to dig into, though, the practical, real, concrete things that are going on in your life. That's the whole reason we do the show. So that makes this one of my favorite times. So hope you enjoy it. And again, if you have questions, jump in. We would love to hear from you. All right, we're entering our final segment. It's our lightning round. I love this part because I get a chance just to hear what you are thinking about. So as you've listened to the show today, if you've had any questions about what we've talked about, or if there's something going on in your life you want some specific feedback on, please jump on our website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask any question that you have, and we'll either be able to respond to it during this segment in one of our shows, or we'll send you an email back personally. But again, it's mylifeismore.com. Every week I have my friend and someone who's been involved from the beginning of the show, Alan, on to ask these questions. Alan, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Chris.
And what do we got this week?
We're going to go to a question from someone who just started their very first job, and they offer a 401k, and he says, there's no match. He's getting mixed advice and wants to know, Chris, is it still worth investing in if there's no match?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is, really, it depends. And I know that's frustrating whenever I say that, but let me give you some context for this. Even if there was a match, that would be the same answer. Okay, first of all, even if there was a match, a lot of people say, assume that anytime you have a 401k option, you should be using it. Often that is the case. We want to be saving. But there's a few things you need to make sure you've done first, especially if this is your first job. I'm just going to guess you might not have done some of the foundational things you need to do. We call it foundation first. We talk about it a lot. What are the things you need to do to put yourself in a good long-term place financially? In what order should you do those in? Right? Is 401k the first thing you should do to put yourself in a healthy place? I would say no. So what I would do is do a quick inventory here. First of all, do you have an emergency fund? We call that 3 months of liquid savings. So how much does it cost you to have a normal life for 1 month, all the bills you have, utilities, going out to eat, whatever you normally do, how much does that cost? Give yourself 3 months of that liquid in savings. And you might hear this answer and go, that's crazy. That would take me 2 years to have 3 months liquid. Well, that's what you should do then. I know that sounds maybe counterintuitive, but that is the key to feeling confident that no matter what crisis comes up, if you get let go of your job tomorrow, the car breaks, you need a new roof on your house, whatever the issue is, that you've got a big chunk of liquid funds there. That gives you so much confidence and peace. That's step one. Step two is, again, we'll talk about your situation. You have a 401k option. Now that you have your emergency fund, should you jump into the 401k? I would still say not yet. For most people, especially young people, step two is a Roth IRA. That's an after-tax individual retirement account. Okay, why is that important? Because when you put money in a 401k, it's pre-tax, meaning you have no access to it until you're 59 and a half. Now, that's a good thing, because you don't want to be taking money out of your retirement all the time. You want to let it grow for the future. But we still want that pile of liquid funds as our foundation that we could access at any time. Well, the nice thing about a Roth, it's a hybrid. Because you already paid tax on the dollars you put into it this year, the dollars you put in are still fully liquid. You could take them back out with no penalty. You couldn't take out the growth. So if you put the most you can put in as a young person is $5,500 a year. If it grew to $6,000, that $500 of growth you'd have to leave in there, but you could pull the $5,500 out. Now that you've got 3 months of liquid funds saved and 1 year of that Roth IRA saved, I would say $5,500, even if it takes you 2 years to save that. Once you've got those two things together, now you'd move into a 401k. But if you're not getting a match, there's no inherent reason that a 401k is better than any other savings thing. Okay, so that now comes down to, well, as long as you have liquid funds, maybe you put it in the 401k because it's a convenient place to put money and it's, you know, pre-tax and you get to have tax-deferred growth for a long time. But My guess is the bigger issue is a lot of folks haven't done those first two things. So I'd say start with that, and then you can examine, is that 401k a good fit?